The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never heard what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions? Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for men, not men for the Sabbath. That's why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" Gospel of the Lord. So it's expressing that whatever God wants us to have faith, to have health. Sabbath was made for men and not men for the Sabbath. Sabbath means to rest. For the Jews, they keep strict rule on how to keep the Sabbath. Even you take one thing to another place, it's unlawful. Even the disciples picking the grain, they said, "Why are you disciples doing this? It's too much meticulous on serving the law, but not the spirit." What's the spirit of the law? God wants the people have a good rest. That's more important. Rest, not only physical rest, also psychological, interior rest. How do you get rest? If you don't have God inside, you don't have rest. Many times you say, "Oh, I go to a holiday, 5 days, 7 days." Many times you don't rest because you're worrying about so many things in your mind. Or even though you're working all the day, but all your mind is, everything is offering. Suffering, you offer. Joyful things, you offer. So the mind is always clean of all these disturbances of the world. And that's the time that the Holy Spirit can abide in ourselves. When there's the Holy Spirit, there's peace. So keep the Holy Spirit inside us. It's important, the rest of mind, rest of your soul. The rest, the readiness to do every present moment the will of God. That's important. Rest, it doesn't mean stop doing anything. Do the thing of the will of God, and that's the thing you got rest. Many times don't rest because you're not doing the will of God. If you do the will of God, you have to do these things. Even 10 hours, you're restful. If things are not really God's will, although we say we're joyful, but for example, this time you have to cook in the kitchen, then you forgot it, and you watch the television. As if you're resting, you don't rest. You do the wrong thing. So we thank the Lord that you've given all these laws in order that we can more be faithful to the Lord. Remember that. All the laws, that's our heart be close to the Lord. So if not, it's not a true law. Jesus said, "I am the Lord of the Sabbath." He is the one who made all these things. So important that we live up to what he desired from each of us. That means to say, every present moment, to live the will of God.